And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, based at Wham! Talk 1600 Studios. We're here every Sunday afternoon for you. And we're also available 24/7. We never stop. We're always on call for you, bringing information, freedom-based information, that the globalist syndicate, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, do not want you to know about. Our goal is to put you ahead of the curve, a curve that has been constructed by the globalist syndicate and ends in a brick wall with the shattering of your freedoms, your liberties, your finances, your health, your future, and our constitutional republic. Many believe that's hyperbole. That's an overstatement. Sorry. Just think about, just go back the last 10 years. Yeah. We provide you that off-ramp of freedom to avoid that brick wall. And so does my next guest. You know, for many years, Bill Holter has given you information to protect your financial freedom. And fortunately, many of you listened. Unfortunately, a few people didn't. And those that did listen are very grateful to Bill Holter. And those that did not are hitting themselves upside their head. But it's not quite too late yet, but maybe it's getting too late. Bill provides great information, incredible information, that puts you ahead of the curve. There are many things you can write about and discuss about Bill Holter. But Bill is a guy who puts your interests, frankly, ahead of his own, because him speaking about this gets a lot of grief thrown his way. A lot of blowback and a lot of threats. Because the syndicate does not want you financially prepared for their coming and ongoing, actually, we're in the midst of it, economic reset. Because the more people that are protected from the hazards of their reset, well, the more people that won't be dependent on them for their, quote, financial solution. Bill's former partner, Jim Sinclair, was known as Mr. Gold. And when Jim passed away, that mantle was passed on to Bill. Bill is about maintaining a store of value, your purchasing power. Another mantra that was passed on about from Jim to Bill upon Jim's passing, Jim was always speaking about management of perception. In other words, how the bought-off lamestream fake media and the globalist syndicate manipulates information to, if you will, keep you in the dark, which is why Jim Sinclair got so much grief, which is why Bill Holter gets so much grief. Bill is, I would call him the best forensic economic analyst in the world. He's also a precious metal specialist. He is an associate with Miles Franklin, milesfranklin.com. His website is chock full of great information, Bill Holter, HOLTER.com. It's my privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back Bill Holter. Bill, welcome to the Operation Freedom Show once again.
Thank you, Dave.
So, Bill, I thought of Jim and I thought of you when they announced job numbers hit this week, right? Oh, we're looking for 110,000 jobs. Oh, wait. Oh, no, wait. It was only 73,000 jobs. Oh, wait. Of those, 257,000 jobs were actually fictitious, created through the birth-death model. And those big numbers we reported in June and May, we're going to revise them down by over 130,000 each month. Bill, that is the definition of what Jim and you have spoken about keeping people in the dark, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's smoke and mirrors. And if you look at the 3 months together, the total increase in employment was about 100,000. And I mean, back in the day when things weren't upside down like they are now, back in the day, we were doing 250,000, 300,000 jobs per month.
Yet they're constantly telling us on CNBC, Fox Business News, Reuters, Bloomberg, The Wall Street Journal that, oh, the economy's fine. The economy's so fine that that's why the Fed isn't cutting rates. Bill, the economy is not fine, is it?
No, the economy's not fine. And the Fed is really in between a rock and a hard place because, yeah, they do need to lower rates. But the problem with that is the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
If they start cutting rates, you're going to see the dollar start to melt. And we've seen last year when they cut rates one full percentage point over, what, three separate cuts, market rates actually went up one full percentage point. So if we had that happen again, you get one more, you know, you get another cutting cycle of, say, a point or 2 points, and market rates, bond rates, which is what all mortgages are based off of, were they to go 1 or 2 percentage points higher from here, it'll completely shut down credit.
And Bill, you've always cautioned us is debt is part of the house of cards that brings down the system. Just this week, it was announced that the U.S. Treasury plans to borrow over $1 trillion just in the third quarter between July and September of this year. This was $453 billion higher than what they announced they were going to issue or borrow as late as April of 2025. Bill, the debt virus is eating its host, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the end game of a fractional reserve system. One other thing to add to what you just said is that I believe it's $6 or $7 trillion will mature between now and the end of the year. So that's got to roll over. And the question is, who's the buyer? Who is going to buy all of this debt that's going to be coming into the system?
Well, and tell me if I'm off, Bill, you're the expert, but of late, surreptitiously, I guess is the best word to use it, the Treasury has been buying its debt, its long-term debt, and not actually making big announcements about that. Isn't that correct?
Right, and that's so dangerous. Just simple banking 101 tells you that you should not fund yourself short-term and lend long-term. That's how banks go out of business.
Right.
And that's exactly the structure that the U.S. Treasury is putting the debt outstanding. That's what they're doing. We're funding ourselves with, call it, one-year paper, and they're buying back the long-term debt. So the Treasury is going to be at the mercy of interest rates very quickly if rates go higher.
And Bill, the precious metals market has been sniffing this out for months. Gold had been moving up significantly. Silver had been moving up significantly. Copper had been moving up significantly. So had palladium and platinum. And then this past week, again, tell me if my assessment is wrong. There was no major announcement as it relates to all of a sudden huge stores of physical gold, physical silver, physical copper have been found. But what did happen to drive the price down was a huge paper creation of which none of that paper was backed by physical metal. And this was out of desperation to hold the price of gold and silver and bring it back down, not down to earth, just deflated a bit. Am I off on what I'm, my assessment?
No, that's exactly correct. That's been the playbook for years. And they've done it time after time. They create naked contracts. In other words, you sell a contract of one contract of gold is 100 ounces. But you don't have any gold at all to sell that contract. All you have to do is have margin available, paper margin, capital margin available to sell that contract. So with no gold at all, you can sell literally millions of ounces, and that's what they've done time after time. And now we're to the point where there's 300 paper ounce is outstanding, paper ounces for every one real ounce that exists. And that's what's going to lead to the failure to deliver.
And Bill, prior to the past number of years, the paper exchanges, the COMEX here in the United States, London, which is also has a physical component to it, but also a paper component, kind of drove these manipulated markets, were the playgrounds for these criminals manipulating the prices with these paper contracts, as you've outlined, that are not backed by anything. But of late, we've seen China develop their own physically backed exchange. And now there was an announcement recently toward the end of July, Russia is launching a domestic gold market. The world's second largest gold producer, Russia, will begin trading physical gold on the St. Petersburg International Mercantile Exchange by the end of this year in a strategic move to establish domestic price benchmarks and reduce their reliance on the prices created through London and in the United States. Bill, many people believe this was not a significant announcement. I believe it was. What's your take?
It was huge. And the reason it's huge is the West, New York and London in particular, have been the markets that have priced the metals all these years. We're at a point now in China, silver in China is about 10% higher than silver in London and silver in New York. And what's going to happen is these are basically cash markets. The Chinese market, the Russian market, they're cash markets. You can't use $1 to control $100 worth of metal. You've got to, it's cash and carry. So what's going to happen is we're going to have an Eastern market and a Western market. The Western market is going to become irrelevant because there's not, the product doesn't exist to make the deliveries, whereas they're setting the Eastern markets up as a cash and carry market. So, you know, that's the true market. So there'll be in the future, there will be two diverse and separate pricings for both gold and silver. And the true price discovery will be done in Russia. It will be done in China. It will not, it's not been done and it will not be done in New York or London.
And Bill, when they started their attack on, for example, silver, silver was banging on $40 an ounce, again, on a manipulated market. When you add the premiums into what it was selling physical, it was higher than $40 an ounce just this past early in the week. When it got hit, you see the boo birds out there saying, okay, well, you saw it as high as it's going to go, and now they're going to do their thing, and they're going to pull it back, and they're going to hold it underwater for months, years to come. Bill, I don't believe that's going to be the case, and because of these development of these other physical exchanges. Now, am I just philohopium, or is that actually, is what I'm feeling accurate?
No, that's for real. The cash market is going to actually price metal instead of the paper market. And what happened this past week, when Trump announced the tariffs on copper, copper was down 19% in one day. That's the biggest drop in the history of copper. And what happened from one day to the next? Really nothing other than a stroke of a pen by Trump. So you got copper. They call it Dr. Copper. And if Dr. Copper is right and all of a sudden it's worth 20% less than it was the day before, what that's forecasting is a complete collapse of the real economy because copper gets used in piping, et cetera.
So, Bill, what are you, you always give us great insight, on the ground insight of what's happening in the precious metals market in gold and silver. So what are you seeing on the supply side? What are you seeing on the demand side?
Well, understand that there's two separate markets. When I say two separate markets, you've got a retail market. That's the mom and pop that, you know, buy gold. Those are the stackers. Then you've got the institutional market. And the institutional market is comprised of central banks, sovereign wealth funds, family offices, hedge funds, you know, big, big players. And what we've seen for the last 6 or 8 months, in the retail market I've never seen before in my career. There's at least as many sales, people selling the metal that they've already bought, as buyers. Now, on the institutional market, there's no sellers at all. I mean, that market is super tight. But the retail market, if you're looking for Eagles or Krugerrands or bars or what have you, there's plenty to be had, and it's small potatoes. I mean, when I say small potatoes, you know, the average institutional trade is going to be $25, $50, $100 million. The average retail trade is going to be $25, $50,000. And I believe that's a function of the real economy that is not generating the cash flow that there had been. So there's less cash on the streets. And I've asked, you know, everybody who sells, I ask them why. And 90% of the time, it's people saying, I need the money to live on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a harbinger.
Mm-hmm. And Bill, folks, we're speaking with Bill Holter, BillHolter.com. There's a couple developments out of China I'd like your take. First is recently it was announced that China is dumping U.S. treasuries at an even greater speed, that they see the dollar diminishing in the near and long-term future. And then there was this announcement out, I believe it was yesterday, that China has officially banned cryptocurrency trading, mining, and related services, citing financial risks, capital flight concerns, and environmental impacts. Bill, what's your take on those two pieces of information?
Very simple. I would just say that China wants to hold and own real wealth. They're looking at the dollar. It's issued by a bankrupt entity. China is now, I think their total holdings of treasuries is down from $1.3 or $1.4 trillion to about $800, $900 billion. So they've liquidated about a third of what they had. And as far as crypto is concerned, I have no way to prove this is correct or not correct, but it's just my thought that they're looking at cryptos and saying, what are crypto? You know, what is a Bitcoin? What is Ethereum? And I think they've come to the conclusion that they are digital air, but it's a perfect accounting of that digital air. And China is trying, along with other countries, what they're trying to do is fortify their balance sheet with something monetarily that's real. And the definition of that would be gold and its little sister silver.
So then, Bill, people ask the question, well, wait a minute. President Trump is all in, and so is the Trump administration, on, you know, cryptocurrency reserve funds and making it easier for people to have access to cryptos and actually pushing them. And the president even has his own meme coin, and the first lady has her own meme coin. Wait a minute. This is directly opposite of what China is doing. What do you say to those folks?
That's exactly right. It is the opposite of what China is doing. And it's what they're trying to do is fix the problem by changing the narrative and having people chase or believe something for nothing has value.
Yeah, and for example, they just enacted this stablecoin legislation. And, well, stablecoins are stable because they're backed by U.S. dollars and U.S. treasuries. So wait, Bill, so what the government is now telling us is these stable coins are stable because they're backed by paper dollars that aren't backed by anything other than debt, and U.S. treasuries that are debt instruments. How is that stable that you're backing something by debt?
Well, that's the narrative, but what they're worried about is a collapse of the treasury market, and the stable coins being backed by treasuries, that's immediate, or it's automatic demand for U.S. treasuries. The problem is they've got to find a buyer, because right now the bigger, you know, the when auctions don't get bought up, the Federal Reserve will step in and buy those. So what they're doing is they're creating, similar to what they did in 1973 with oil, with the petrodollar, that created huge demand. Mm-hmm. They're trying to create a demand center for treasuries, and that being the stable coins.
So rather than oil, it's now these stable coins that essentially are air.
Right, fictitious, yep.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster to this guy. Am I overstating that?
It's a Ponzi upon a Ponzi upon a Ponzi scheme.
So, Bill, you've always said that the system will come down because of a failure to deliver in gold or silver or a commodity. So, Bill, as you surveil the landscape right now, how close are we to a failure to deliver? And if we're close, what should people be looking for, like with a tsunami when the water starts pulling out? What are the things you're looking for financially of the equivalent of the water pulling back before a tsunami hits?
Actually, what I said was the system will collapse because credit will freeze. Mm-hmm. And credit will freeze once there is a failure to deliver. Because once there's a failure, once somebody says, I want my silver or I want my gold, and they can't get it, then that pulls the curtain back and shows that the whole thing is a farce. It's a fake.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get to the point where we get a failure to deliver, and this past month of July, there was another 50 million ounces of silver that were taken off the market. Gold and silver, and you can see month to month how the things have changed drastically. It used to be you'd have, just to use a number, they'd have a 100 contracts standing for delivery, but by the time the month was done, there'd only be 13 of them.
Right.
Now, there's 100 contracts for delivery, but by the end of the month, there's 200 contracts, so people are piling on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to watch anything, you want to watch what is standing for delivery for the current month, because that will give you a heads up whether there's going to be a problem or not.
Bill, in our final minute together, educate our listeners in how they can get in touch with you and get more of your insightful information.
Oh, sure. Just go to BillHolter.com. There's several parts to the website. One that I would recommend everybody take a look at would be Grizzly's Corner.
Mm.
That specifically talks about how to prepare, how to survive what's coming on your own. You can go to BillHolter.com or you can contact me directly. It's BHOLTER at proton.me.
Bill Holter, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. I thank you folks for joining us. Until next week, this is Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. By the way, the red on-air light just went on at DaveJanda.com. We're going to do another 4 to 5 video format shows this week alone on that website. And again, for our subscribers, our After Hours Operation Freedom Overtime segment will be airing this evening, available for you by 8 p.m. Until next week, be safe.